Hello, and welcome to online worship with St. Stephen's. Being the first Sunday of the month, this is a communion day. So if you need to pause this recording to prepare the elements of bread and wine or juice, please do that now so that you'll be ready to join in the holy sacraments later on. In the service today, we are remembering the saints, that is, our loved ones both in our congregation and in our lives who have gone before us into eternity. You'll hear a lot of reference to them on this All Saints Day. Church, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We light this candle as a sign of God's Spirit at work in the world. May its light brighten our spirits. May the light of God shining through us brighten the world. How great is the love that the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. The reason the world does not know us is that it does not know him. Beloved, now we are God's children. What we will be has not yet been made known, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Please take a moment to be still with God and prepare for the rest of this worship service.
Friends, our lives are full of mistakes and errors, but we're not alone in this. All of those who have ever gone before us were plagued by the same kinds of things, and so now we do together as we do each week. We come before God together, just as generations of believers have done before us, and we seek and trust in God's forgiveness and God's grace. So will you join me in saying together our prayer of confession? Beloved God, who was known to our mothers and fathers, and even to our spiritual forebears, have mercy on us. We do not always love as you would have us love. We do not always do as you would have us do. In our stubbornness, we turn from you when we should turn toward you. Hold us, dear God. Comfort us when we mourn the passing of friends and family, and help us to know that they are rejoicing in your presence. We praise you for the grace you shower on us, constantly forgiving our errors, especially the ones that we don't share with any but you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, hear the good news. All of our ancestors had struggles following in God's way. Only one, Jesus, has shown us how to live the life God calls us to. Jesus has shown us the way, and Jesus has made the way through his sacrifice on our behalf. Friends, in him we have been forgiven, and so we and all who come before us are now rightly known as saints, the holy ones of God. So thanks be to God for his infinite, mercy, and grace. Amen.
As we do every Communion Sunday, let us confess our faith by reciting one of the creeds together. Today, we're doing the new creed. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to live with respect in creation, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God.
Today's scripture is 1 John 3, 1-3. See how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called children of God, and such we are. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we shall be. We know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him just as he is. And everyone who has this hope fixed in him purifies himself, just as he is pure. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God.
A couple of months ago, I shared with you all about some lectures I got to attend at Regent College a number of years ago, long before I was ever called into pastoral ministry. I confess to you, when I told you about that, that for most of those lectures, I was in way over my head. I was able to pick up the overall thrust of the speaker's argument, but not much more than that. But it turns out that it was okay, because God had another important and formative learning for me in that whole experience, much more than in the theological details. It was actually a learning that stands out for me more than anything I heard in the presentation. The format of those lectures went like this. A visiting theologian presented his papers to the audience who had gathered and to a panel of respected theologians from the Regent faculty. After he had presented each paper, those panel members took turns questioning and really challenging his presentation. Honestly, it was a bit of a spectacle, kind of a version of voracious mental jousting. In their questions that day, they were all pushing on the presentation he had made, testing it to see if it would hold up. Now, as I confessed before, I didn't understand much of what was said. The arguments were fairly complex, and if I'm going to be really honest, for much of the time, I wasn't even sure they were still speaking English. But, you know, even with that, the whole thing ranks for me as one of the most faith-building experiences I have ever had. You see, I realized as I sat there that I was watching a discipline play out in front of me, a discipline that has been happening for nearly 2,000 years. Very bright, dedicated scholars putting Christian thought and belief to the test. And then in the process of doing that, enhancing and deepening our faith. Over the millennia, there have been countless theologians who have done this, not just blindly affirming our doctrine and the belief that lies underneath it, but rather ensuring that the Christian faith has been well thought through that it can stand the challenges that get thrown at it. I have to confess to you all that until that moment, I had had no idea how much this really mattered. Friends, ours is not a faith that is fluffy and baseless, comprised of your or my best ideas or hopes. No, our faith is much bigger and more solid than that. I found the whole experience so faith-affirming and honestly reassuring, because I realized that Christianity is not going to rise or fall based on my ability to defend it from challenge. Many saints much wiser than I have already done a far better job of that than I ever could. And honestly, I thank the Lord for their work and for their faith. Well, today is All Saints Day. It is the day in the church year when we intentionally remember with deep gratitude what I realized sitting at Regent that day, that the Christian faith is not an individual exercise. By God's design, it is very much a communal activity. And so our reading this morning is so very fitting for us because it speaks to this. It proclaims that we are all God's children and that anyone who has ever followed Jesus has become part of that larger family of God. In these few lines, the Apostle John speaks to us down through the ages, reminding us that we are all on the same journey, each making it in our own way, but each becoming a little more like Jesus as we go. He also proclaims to us that although each of our life's journeys are unique, we all have our eyes and our hearts set on the same goal, this hope that we share. It is a hope that has actually been poignantly described by Edward Young, a man who was a saint who lived in the 18th century. He wrote, "Because of the love of Christ, nothing is dead but that which wished to die. Nothing is dead but wretchedness and pain. What remains for us is a legacy of loyalty, of love, and of life." Friends, Young was expressing this hope that we have that one day we will know that life. Not the mixed bag that is life as we know it now, but rather life that is abundant and whole, completely free from any sorrow or pain. This is the life God has assured us he will bring us to, fully and forever. This is the promise that God has made to the whole family of God, to all those who have gone before us and to those who will come after us. It is the hope that we share. And it is a hope that is best sustained in community. Which brings me back to that statement that I made earlier, that the Christian faith has never been meant to be solely an individual thing. God has always meant for our faith to happen in the context of community, in connection with others who walk with us, some a little behind, some right beside us, and others who have gone on ahead. The Christian faith was never meant to be sustained by individuals alone. That's one of the most challenging parts of this pandemic reality we face right now. Our ability to be together in the ways that we're used to has been severely limited. And so it's taking a lot more work than it normally would to try to stay connected with each other. But please be assured, friends, that work is more important now than it ever has been. We need each other. We need to be able to share our faith, especially in the times when some of us are feeling a little weak. We need to know that others are praying. We need to be able to watch together for how God makes his presence known. And we need to be able to remember together how faithful God has been, so that we can be assured that his faithfulness will continue, beloved friends, sisters, and brothers in this family of God of ours, we can find strength by finding ways to lean on each other now. And you know, this community of faith we are a part of, it extends beyond time and space. We have even more to lean on than simply the community of faith who are with us now. We also have the community of faith from ages past. They offer us their own precious and special kind of support. They are all the people of faith who have ever lived since the earliest days of the church, people who have passed the beliefs and practices of our faith on to us. This is the part of the Christian community that we particularly remember today on All Saints Sunday. Those saints who have gone on ahead of us, whose footsteps we now walk in. They are people whose examples can encourage us, people whose lives and stories can show us how to hang on to this hope we share, even when the days start to feel a little dark. And you know, friends, I have to tell you that I think this year, more than ever before, I am realizing the treasure that we have in these countless wonderful saints. They have taught us and formed us in the faith. As we look to their lives, we can actually see things that will help us to sustain ourselves for the challenges that our life brings. To borrow from that quote from Edward Young, they have left us a legacy. Their examples and their stories inspire us to persevere and to trust Jesus' assurance that the church will endure. So as Jesus' people facing our own times and our own challenges, we need to find new ways to draw together, to support and encourage one another. We also need to remember to look back, to give thanks for the people who have walked this road before us and to draw strength and wisdom and faith from their examples. And we need to look ahead towards the hope that we share with all the saints who have ever lived. It is the hope that one day we will be reunited, gathered around a table with Jesus at the head. A table where we will feast and laugh and talk and relish in just being able to be together once again. And you know, I imagine Jesus at the head of that table, smiling and laughing as he watches over us, delighting that we are all there, whole, fully alive, together with each other and with him forever at last. Amen. Friends, as we continue to think about the saints who have gone before us, we continue in a tradition that we have here at St. Stephen's on All Saints Day, of offering up the names of members and friends of the congregation who have gone before us this year. We're going to pray for them and give thanks for their lives. And as we just thought about together, we will remember and find strength in their faith and in the faith of all the saints, those who are known to us and those who are known only to God alone. So will you join me now in prayer? Merciful God, on this celebration of All Saints, we remember with thanksgiving those who have died during this past year. We remember John Condas, Phyllis Schofield, Helen Eggersman, Terry Phillipson, Sean Hudson, Phyllis McMillan, Ruth Kilpatrick, Yvonne Sturks, Claire Martin, Mary Windrum, Ken Carpenter, Mac Forbes, Pat Grice, Lorna Smith, Libby Ansell, and Jean Higgins. In our prayers, we ask that you would grant them eternal rest and that we would be kept in communion with all the saints until we are reunited with them at that heavenly banquet with you. O God, the generations rise and pass away before you. You are the strength of those who labor. You are the rest of the blessed dead. We rejoice in the company of your saints. We remember all who have lived in faith, all who have peacefully died, and especially those most dear to us who now rest in you. Give us in time our portion with those who have trusted in you and have striven to do your holy will. To your name, with the church on earth and the church in heaven, we ascribe all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you today for being a bedrock of certainty in our lives, for regularly answering prayers that have been put forth on behalf of people in our congregation, those who are struggling with fear of losses of work, the possibility of outbreaks of COVID-19, and the struggles with relationships that are particularly draining in this time, and those who are dealing with illness and living alone. Help each of us to remember that when chaos surrounds us, our best response is to be still. It is then that we can recognize God's presence and know that we are not alone. God is with us. In the midst of our peace, let us pray for the world we are living in. We pray that the fear of disease calms down, that political leaders in all of the countries of the world, including our own, take the time to rest, that key decisions be made with calm clarity. We pray for the homeless, that sleeping arrangements be provided for the winter, and that they always have sufficient food. We pray for affordable housing sooner rather than later. We pray for those who have struggles with emotional distress, loneliness, mental illness, or addiction, that they be given new hope and wellness in every part of their lives. We pray for spiritual protection for all who are following your way in this world. We pray for all churches, that all of us be filled with new hope, new visions, and unexpected joy in our journey together as we serve you, the Lord, and serve those who require our assistance. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Welcome to Jesus' table. The Holy One is here. God's Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to God. It is right to offer thanks and praise. Eternal God, source of our being and goal of our longing, it is indeed good that we should, in all times and in all places, offer you our thanks and praise. who in the multitude of your saints have surrounded us with such a great cloud of witnesses, that we, rejoicing in their fellowship, may run with patience the race that is set before us, and together with them may receive the crown of glory that never fades. So it is that we join with those who have gone before us, with the angels of the heavens, and with all who will follow us in the holy community of faith, as we say together, Lord of lords, creator of all things, nature gives thanks, your creatures give thanks, your praise rises in us like the great river. God of all things, creator, provider, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. As we gather at this table, we remember that on the night before he died, Jesus had supper with his friends. He took a loaf of bread, thanked you as we have thanked you, broke the bread and gave it to them, saying, take, eat, this is my body given for you. Each time you do this, remember me. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, passed it to his friends, saying, drink. This cup is the promise of God made in my blood. Each time you drink from this cup, remember me. Loving God, we rejoice in the gift of your grace, remembering Christ's life and death, proclaiming his resurrection, waiting in hope for his coming again. Grant that in praise and thanksgiving, we may so offer ourselves to you that our lives may proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ's death, O God, we proclaim. Christ's resurrection, we declare. Christ's coming, we await. Glory be to you, O God. We pray you, God of love, send your Holy Spirit upon us and what we do here, that we in these gifts, touched by your Spirit, may be signs of life and love to each other and to all the world. Blessed be the Ancient of Days. Blessed be the Beloved. Blessed be the Spirit. Amen. Please join me in saying together the prayer Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Friends, this is the body of Christ, and it was broken for you. And this is the blood of Christ, and it was poured out for you. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Jesus has invited you to this holy table. So from wherever you are now, let's join together to eat this holy food through which God comes to us so that we can come to God.
My life flows on.
And now will you join me in saying together our prayer after communion? Eternal God, we thank you that you have called your people from east and west and north and south to feast at the table of Jesus Christ. Keep us faithful to your will. Go with us to the streets, to our homes, and to our places of labor and leisure, that whether we are gathered or scattered, we may be the servant church of the servant Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Your gifts are received with gratitude as they help the ministry and mission of St. Stephen's to continue. Please pray with me. God of love, you abide with us. You provide for all our needs and guide us in your ways. Out of gratitude for your care, we bring our gifts before you. Use them for your work of caring, that all may feast at the table of abundance, walk without fear, and know the compassion of Christ through the love of others. In his name we pray. Amen.
I have just one announcement for us this week. This Wednesday, you should have received an email from the church office advising you of our fall fundraiser. As all of you who are a regular part of St. Stephen's community will know, at this time of year, we are normally in the midst of busy preparations getting ready for our fall supper. Unfortunately, this year, for obvious reasons, we are not able to gather for that supper together. But we do still need to do the part where we raise funds for the mission of the church. And so we're doing that in an adjusted way. The details of that are in the letter you received. If for some reason you didn't receive a letter, please call the church office and we'll be happy to send you one. And we want to thank you for your faithful giving. We're hoping that people will prayerfully still consider participating in our fall fundraising efforts in this new way this year. Friends, God's people have celebrated all that God has done, from the creation to the cross to the saints who have lived among us. And now we go from this time to live our lives as God's own people, in our homes and our neighborhoods, in our places of work and service. And so may God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may God look upon you with kindness and grant you peace.